Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trenzo Gracie.
Oh, Jits Mob.
Yeah, yeah. That was courtesy of Miles Gray, who said he's a big fan of Enzo Gracie and everything he stands for.
I said you never know with combat sport athletes from Brazil. They're usually big Bolsonaro fans.
Bolsonaros.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway.
Bolsonaro-hos. I'm a Bolsonaro over here. Anyways, well, we'll see how that one goes down. That's coming up. Beginning of October, I believe. And the army is mobilizing, which is always fun. But people don't think he has the hosses to get it done, which is fortunate. But All right. Anyways, you were saying Enzo Gracie just choked
Henzo.
Someone out?
Henzo.
Henzo?
I mean, yeah, because in that, Brazil, the silent R's are H's, you know? Oh. So it's spelled like Renzo, but it's Henzo.
Got
so it's Henzo Gracie. Or Royce. It's not Royce. It's, you know, Royce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to look like a gabacho, although that is a Spanish word.
He put someone to sleep on the subway, you were saying?
He found a real tough guy on the fucking New York subway, it turns out.
Was it over the guy saying he walked out early of anger management?
It was because he said he stopped the first episode of House of the Dragon. He said he had seen enough. Oh. The guy's like, oh, you're a tough guy. Okay.
You're a tough guy, huh?
Apparently, they said it could have been a racist attack. Like, some dude was being wild racist, and then he just, like, shut this guy down. I don't know. Just.
Yeah.
You don't. Just, you know. Just stop saying shit that's problematic on the subway for your own safety.
Hey, speaking of problematic, Sarver is trending. Lightly. This is the owner of the Phoenix Suns.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Phoenix WNBA team.
Mercury?
Yeah, the Phoenix Mercury, I believe. And the NBA issued a ruling. They're suspending him for 1 year, fining him for I don't know the amount. Some
Is
big
it 10
number.
Million or something?
Yeah, 10 million. This just feels like this would have been a good opportunity for the NBA to have. So this dude has you know, been on wax, like using racial slurs. He has like people who used to work for him have come out and said that it is a very hostile work environment for people of color.
Women talking about their bodies and shit.
Yeah. Just a true slime ball. It feels like this would have been a good opportunity for the NBA to be like, we can make you disappear. We can make you sell the team, asshole, like we did with the Clippers. I liked that policy of just like, we don't want you around anymore. So we're going to make you sell this shit to a better owner.
Do we know if he was also dating V. Stiviano?
there's no record on that, but I think
dimes were dropped in this instance, like what happened to Mr. Sterling with the that other team, that lesser team in Los Angeles.
I do know that he partook in like something that it seems like a lot of these like rich old white conservative guys like to do, which is he would like show people pictures of his wife in like bikinis and shit. Which isn't that, wasn't Alex Jones like all about that?
And yes, that Roger was like one of the Stone texts where they're like, why are you sending him these pics?
Yeah. Huh. Anyways.
An extension of being a kid who brought a nudie magazine to the schoolyard.
Right.
Look at this dude. Whoa.
Look at those.
Poor Chris Paul, man. What's going on with Chris Paul?
He'll always, I mean, he's
got
is.
Bad luck. I mean, not that, but like that's two franchises he's been in. They're like, yo, this dude is
that's a good point.
Basura.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll see how the Phoenix Suns manage. Like, that's another thing. Like, I feel like it's unfair to the Phoenix Suns to be playing as
with that cloud over them.
Yeah, with that cloud over them and no promise of it lifting. All it does is just delay, you know, it's like, he's coming back, and I don't know where, as opposed to if he was no longer the owner or was that shit was put into process, like that feels like it would be a bit of a weight lifted off of the franchise and the players. Not working for a racist can do wonders.
He's involved with a bank, right? Robert Sarver.
I don't, like, every time I try and find out how these guys like,
Western Alliance Bank,
fall asleep.
Because I think he was like, he was ousted.
Oh, okay.
He was, I think because he was also investigated by a Western Alliance bank that he was like working with, and he was retired as executive chairman. But I think that was on the heels of them also investigating him. Be like, yo, motherfucker, you got to go.
Come on, the NBA. We can do better than a bank. the always progressive banking industry.
Yeah.
Speaking of CPI is trending because for a long time it seemed like Wall Street was just going to insulate themselves from anything that was happening to human beings. You know, they were just like, well, we're corporations over here and we're going to be good. But possibly because of the ongoing inflation and some new numbers that suggest that inflation is not going down like people were hoping it would. The Wall Street had its worst day today of the year. Unclear as of yet.
Hey, man, the sun still came out for me.
Yeah, I know. I did not notice this, but it's all over the mainstream media.
Oh, what's that? We just got laid off? Oh,
damn.
Okay, darn.
All right, find Wall us on Street Patreon. but it's really, I don't know. Again, like a lot of following Wall Street, you know, having entire 24-hour news networks devoted to interpreting Wall Street is like having a 24-hour news network that's all about, you know, being like, the sun gods have smiled on us today, friends. And we, you know, the slot machine report. It's like, this is all just, you know, you're finding patterns and randomness.
Right.
To a large degree.
Which is wild, because when shit hits the fan, it's everybody else that has to deal with it.
Yes.
Which is wild, because then it's like, man, what the fuck do I have to do with that?
It also makes sense that they're going to blame the eventual Wall Street crash on people, us getting money from the government during a time of, you know, tragic need. that they're going to be like, well, so the whole damn thing started because the government gave people too much money, which it makes sense that they would want that to be the narrative.
Right. Not
the whole thing. First domino was when you revealed that the whole thing was made up in 2008, that you were just cutting yourselves wild checks.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I mean, look, they're like, whoa, look, we crossed the million death threshold. And I thought we just, we called it a day after that, right?
Yeah.
A million people died or and counting. But, yeah.
GoldenEye is trending.
Good news.
Good news.
Jack,
I think.
You know.
I mean, I know.
Tell them.
Good news. This is huge news for me as the foremost Switch head in the United States.
Switch
coming
Blade.
To Nintendo Switch and Xbox. GoldenEye, the video game that dominated dorm rooms and, you know,
basements,
high school experiences, is coming back in 4K. I don't know. I've not played a lot of games that are like ported from like N64 over to a new thing, and like now I don't really know what sharp
wasn't a port, it's a recreation, right. I guess I would say
a recreation, but they're not gonna change the graphics, I'm assuming, right?
No, it's gonna look like how it looked, but just better frame rate and shit like that.
Which
is, man, I would, because it's like one of those fucking games where it's like Mario Kart, where there was a period in time where like every person I knew was just literate in it.
Yeah.
And you didn't even need to be a gamer. You're like, fine, let's just go proximity mines in the missile silo level.
We still had a
monoculture.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So wait till, like, I will probably watch an esports tournament with competitive GoldenEye.
That would be fun to watch. To just
because I get
what it looks like at a professional level.
I've
only seen the... me in my backyard throwing the basketball at the rim level. If like you played your whole life, the only thing you knew about basketball was like what you could do in your backyard, and then you like turn around and watch the NBA, you're like, whoa,
what the fuck?
That is very different.
Hold on, how did that guy get his hands on the rim? Okay,
and that's allowed. I mean, I guess I probably can't.
Golly,
gosh.
Something else is going on. But yeah, producer Brian asked a good question about the controls. I don't know, because that like three-pronged trident that we tried to use as a controller. I don't know. I'm sure they can simplify it. But anyway, that's for the Switch gods to figure out.
Speaking of gods, Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen. This is so... Brady retired, then unretired in the offseason.
Oh, right.
And it's always interesting when the player retires to be with their family and then unretires. And it's kind of an unspoken thing, like, to not be with your family. You know, spent a couple weeks with the family and was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I've made a terrible mistake. But you rarely hear about the reality, but because they're both like uber paparazzi level famous, we do get to see that was not she did not take too kindly to that decision. She fled to Costa Rica after an epic fight with him after he decided to return to the NFL in his old age. And since that report, nobody has done anything to be like, nah, we're good. Like, here's a family picture we just took. She flew back to Florida to see her kids, but did not stay at their house. So it looks like things are rocky.
Right.
Things are rocky, Balboa.
I mean, that guy's, I don't know. I couldn't imagine how boring it must be to be married to Tom Brady.
Right.
Like,
Got retirement in the offing. You're like, and that's when things are going to be cool. And then you're like, oh, man.
Who knows if that's on him? She may have been like, bro, fuck this guy. Oh, my God. Every conversation is so dry. I can't handle this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm going to Costa Rica.
The retirement effect on marriage is something. Like, there was a story a couple years back somewhere, maybe like the New York Times, about how women in Japan were leaving their husbands once they retired because they're like, oh, this is, I can't deal with having this motherfucker around all the time.
Yeah, right.
But I don't think that's just Japan, man. I know a lot of people who.
Dude, it was so wild. I remember my aunt in Japan. My uncle retired. They would fight so much.
Yeah.
She would just be like, God, shut up. She's like talking about shit. I was like, this is hilarious. But that was kind of their dynamic. Rest in peace to both of them. But yeah, like that is very real shit. I can only imagine again what this guy is talking about.
That everybody knows about Tom Brady, like, is that he is so focused on only football to the point that he doesn't eat anything that isn't like every meal is
connected to the idea of playing the Super Bowl, right.
Which is inhuman and probably, yeah, like you said, very boring to be around. And, you know, Super Producer Brian was like, does he have any hobbies? Yeah, his hobbies are going to the beach and slinging the ball around with his pals. Like, that's, you hear famous people tell the story. Like, I've heard multiple famous people tell the story about, yeah, man, I was like down in Florida, found out Tom Brady was there, hit him up. And he was like, yeah, come down to the beach. And he threw the football to me. So, like, even when he's like hanging out with celebrities, he's just like, all right, so I want you to run out and do a deep
deep hook. Post?
Yeah.
Oh, deep hook? Push, okay.
Fish hook. And and they're like, and it hurts really badly because he throws it 40 miles per hour.
Ow! What the fuck, no. Tom? Fucked me up. I just like, it's funny, in Us Weekly, they've just published their most heartfelt quotes about their relationship. Because I'm like, honestly, aside from him, he's probably like, yeah, she's so beautiful, I love her, you know, it's like great mother my kids, and then like, God bless her, you know, she's out here just from Brazil and shit, learning English, love it. I'm trying to know what the fuck they talk about, and let's see, Bunchen reflected on learning about, what the fuck, about Bridget Moynihan, his ex? 2 months into our relationship, Tom told me that his ex-girlfriend was pregnant. The very next day, the news was everywhere, and I felt like my world had been turned upside down. That's not like a good, wait, so what are you saying? Oh, she noted it was like a bonus child and made my heart expand in ways I didn't know was possible.
Damn. I mean, she was working hard from the beginning to, you know, make room for this man. And that shit gets exhausting, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
And we're back. And the Redeem Team, which...
Yeah.
People may remember the 2008. Was it the 2008?
Yeah, because it's 2004 where we took the massive L train.
The massive L. 2008 was the team that had.
That's Kobe, the Larry Brown team. Is
had
for,
LeBron.
Right?
Had it was the first Coach K led team, and it's significant for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
One, it did like the. After losing in 2004, the U.S. regained the gold. It had the best players in the NBA, like, period. And it was also where LeBron, Wade, and Bosh started hanging out.
Yeah.
And decided that they were going to get together in a couple years and make the Heatles, you know? And it was also, a lot of people say, significant because people saw Kobe Bryant work like it got all
right.
These guys who were the best in the league together, and Kobe Bryant worked twice as hard as them,
right?
And they were like, oh shit. And so LeBron credits that experience with like him becoming, you know,
yeah, and him being like, I'm tired of watching y'all lose time. It's like, yeah. Oh shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Bro, it ain't casual Fridays in here.
There are no casual Fridays.
No casual nothing. It's like the same people that did The Last Dance, so it has. I'm gonna be so nostalgic.
The trailer
for it.
Gave me goosebumps. There's
who threw that alley oop to him?
I don't know, but yeah, there's an alley oop in the trailer. If you want to go watch the trailer, like that is very, very exciting. And people have said the game, the championship, the gold medal game with Spain is one of the best.
You know, it was Dwayne Wade.
Olympic games of all time. I remember Dwayne Wade came back the next season and like he had looked like he was maybe fading a little bit and came back
yeah.
the next season and was like one of the three best players in the league.
I think that's what a lot of people talk about with this documentary. It was that like even with Krzyzewski being like, and then we recruited Kobe Bryant. And like, you didn't recruit fucking Kobe Bryant. You're like, right. We got to win.
Yeah.
Let's put together just like a shameless all-star. Like, yeah, you should put the strongest
but I do
fucking
think,
team.
Like they had to sell people on joining up because like the...
Right.
Whole Olympic dream team thing, the star had faded a little bit, so yeah, I'm excited for this one. And
yeah,
not shockingly, I'm excited for this one. Minnesota's trending. What happened? What's going on?
Oh man, Minnesota is trending. We talked about, I feel like we touched on this. There was like this bill in the Minnesota Senate, where basically like legalized THC like laden edibles. You know, like not just Delta 8, which is like a minor cannabinoid. There's like THC Delta 9, which is the thing that does the heavy lifting for you to get that feeling of being lifted. And they basically okayed like products that were infused with this, not like smokable cannabis, but just, hey, you can infuse edibles, capsules, chocolates, drinks, whatever. And it passed and everyone was like, what the fuck? Even one of the Republicans who like signed off on the bill was like, wait, we didn't just legalize weed, did we? And it's just a moment. I just want to play this local news like broadcast where they talk about how they're like, it just passed. And it turns out none of these motherfuckers read the bill, which is just a good prelude to what I'm about to talk about.
What actually happened? And you might be surprised to learn not one lawmaker asked even one question about the THC level they were about to legalize.
And then it goes into like an 8-minute investigative piece. So
that has some puns in it.
There was high interest in the new products. But yeah, I think. Because of it now, like there was a story in Vice about how like the THC seltzer wars are like beginning, or just like in Minnesota, because of the way the alcohol like regulation board is there. If you're like a micro brewer, like usually you're selling 6-packs direct to consumer. So you're kind of already like on a lean operation where that infrastructure is basically like, oh yeah, I can start making weed seltzers.
They legalized lean?
No.
I know.
Come on.
You said a lean operation.
I know.
Come on, man.
It's
just
come on.
Good jokes that I'm doing over here.
How do you open? I'm like, wait, lean, Jack? You've been an activist or what? Down the promethazine? But the people have given quotes like, it's the Wild West right now in Minnesota with like these drinks and stuff. But they, in this Vice piece, they talk about how like it can contain certain levels, but oversight is entirely down to the Board of Pharmacy, a 23-person government agency that usually focuses on pharmaceuticals and only deals with consumer complaints after the fact. The board doesn't have its own labs to test for compliance, and the only guidance they have given to the police for enforcement is a checklist for inspections. So manufacturers have no real incentive to comply. And because of it, you know, I'm sure there's like been a ton of stuff that's like mislabeled, way more potent than it actually is, etc. But it's just funny how a moment where a lot of Republicans were like looking the other way. They're like, oh, and it's going up in Minnesota.
We don't know. Fox News didn't tell us what to think about this one.
I don't know what THC is. Is that like a CRT type thing? racism?
The Emmys happened last night. Did you watch?
Nope. I just got...
Me neither.
I just saw tweets and yeah. I'm like, good. Brown people winning. All right. Back to my sleep cycle. But I just saw Jimmy Kimmel was trending, but I didn't even bother to look. But
yeah, Jimmy Kimmel was trending because he like did a bit with Will Arnett, I think, where they came out and Will Arnett implied Jimmy Kimmel was drunk. And then he like passed out as they were announcing the winner, which ended up being Quinta Brunson. And so she literally had to like step over Jimmy Kimmel to give acceptance speech.
Human detritus on the stage.
Yeah, some people were like, very appropriate visual metaphor for what it took for her to get to that position. But I don't know, just weird to keep the bit going during someone's acceptance speech who is, you know, it is a significant achievement. And maybe not the best time to be like to stick with the commitment to the bit, you know.
Well, whatever. I choose to look at Jimmy Kimmel as, you know, Ty Lue, and Quinta as AI stepping over his stinking ass.
There you go.
Even though, look, I don't like the uniforms involved with that, but it is a powerful moment.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Here's Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.